So let's review. The Gemara explains that which the Mishnah at the end of the previous daf said. Hevi'uhu le'beis ha'parva u'bakaydish ha'isa. The Kohen Gadol was brought to the Beis ha'parva, my parva, Rabbi Yosef parva amgusha. It was called parva because, as Rashi explains, mechashev echad b'na u'shmoy parva. Parva was the name of a magician who built this chamber, or explained by the Tiferes Yisrael that this person parva was not necessarily a magician, but he designed a brilliant system of pipes to bring water to the roof of the chamber, which seemed almost magical. In any case, atop this chamber was the mikveh in which the Kohen Gadol immersed in Yom Kippur. Parsu sadin shalbutz, beinoy lebein ha'am. They would spread out a linen sheet for privacy. The Gemara explains that we specifically use a sheet made of white linen to highlight this point that the Avodas Hayeh must be performed in white linen garments. The Mishnah continues. B'shachar ha'yelovish plusin shoshnei masumana. Ben herbayim, hinduyin shoshmoyne me'ezuz divri meir. B'chacham ma'imrim. B'shachar ha'yelovish shel shmoyne asamana. U'ben herbayim shoshnei masumana. The Kohen Gadol wore extra fine Egyptian linen for the morning Avodah and fine Indian linen for the afternoon Avodah. Remeir maintains that their value was 12 and 8 mana respectively, for a total value of 20 mana, while the Chacham hold that their value was 18 and 12 mana respectively, for a total value of 30 mana. The Gemara here clarifies two points, that the individual amounts may vary, but batzer mehani leinavid, the total value should not be less than 30 mana, and the kuli amamir is de shachar adifi, all agree that the morning garments should be more expensive and of finer quality than those of the afternoon. We derive this from the pasuk at the beginning of the Avodas Yom Kippurim in the morning. Kesoynes bad kodesh yilbash, u'mechnesi vad yu'a basari, u'v'avnit vad yachker, u'v'metznefes bad yitznaif. The word bad is mentioned four times to teach mufcher b'bad, the finest fabric available should be used for the morning garments of the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippurim. The Gemara next cites a brisa that for Avodas Yachid, which does not mean the private carbon, but as Rashi explains, refers to Heitzos kafa machta, bringing out the spoon and pan from the Kodesh HaKadoshim, she'ena tzricha letzibur, since it is not needed for kapara, for atonement for the public, the Kohen Gadol may wear kesoynes made from private funds, ubovad she'em seren letzibur, as long as he gifts it to the public treasury, and we're not concerned she'emolim seren yafa yafa, that he may not give it wholeheartedly. The Gemara relates that the mother of Rabbi Shmuel ben Pabi made a tunic for her son worth 100 mana for his use on Yom Kippur. The mother of Rabbi ben Charsim, who was extremely wealthy, prepared a garment for her son worth 20,000 mana. However, the garment was so extra fine that it was too sheer for Belazar to be able to wear for the Avodah. Once we mention Rabbi ben Charsim, who was incredibly wealthy, the Gemara mentions three individuals whose experiences will be used to make a case against anyone who claims that they cannot study Torah and serve Hashem because of external factors. If anyone claims that their poverty prevented them from studying Torah, the story of Hill will nullify their claims. Hill was so poor that he worked each day for the sum of one trepek, which is a half of a dinar. Half of this he would use to support his family, and the other half he would use to pay for his entrance to the Beis Medrash. One day, he did not have the requisite amount necessary and was denied entrance to the Beis Medrash. He climbed up to the roof to be able to listen through the window, and a snowstorm covered him with 3 amas of snow, until the Chacham noticed his figure in the skylight and rescued him. If someone claims that he could not learn Torah because his great wealth kept him occupied with his business affairs, Rabbi Elazar ben Charsim would negate his claims. Rabbi Elazar ben Charsim was so wealthy that he was left 1,000 cities and another 1,000 ships in the sea, yet he would spend his time in the Beis Medrash in the study of Torah. And if someone claimed that he could not study Torah because he possessed physical beauty, which caused him to pursue physical desires, he will be asked if he compared at all to Yosef HaTzadik, who was pursued on a daily basis by Eshes Potiphar with all kinds of enticements and threats, and nevertheless, Yosef HaTzadik withstood all that. The Gemara concludes, Nimtza Hil Mechayev Es Aniyim, Rabbi Elazar ben Charsim Mechayev Es Ashirim, Yosef Mechayev Es Rishon. The next Mishnah continues with the Avodas Yom Kippurim. Zok the Mishnah, Boloi Eitzel Parei. The Kohen Gadol approaches his par, a carbon chatas purchased from his own funds. Upare ha'yoimid bein ha'ulam v'lemizbeach. Roishay l'darm ufanav l'mayrv. The par would stand between the ulam and the mizbeach, its head toward south, but turned to face west toward the heichal. V'ha'koin oimid b'mizrach ufanav l'mayrv. The Kohen Gadol would stand east of the par, facing west toward the Heichel. He placed both hands on the par and confessed as follows. On the Hashem, Avisi, Peshati, Chatasi Lefanecha, Ani, Uvesi. On the Hashem, Kaper no la Avinis, Lapsham, Lachatoim, Shavisi, Vipshati, Vishachatasi, Lefanecha, Ani, Uvesi. Kakosa Besaris Mesha Avdecha, Kibayim Hazei, Kaper Lechem, Matara Eschem, Bekolchat Isechem, Lefne Hashem Titar. The Kagoda used the Shem HaMefarish of Hashem, and after each mention of the Shem, the Kahal would answer, Baruch Shem Kivay Machusai Loilam Vod.